sunshine knocking on my window. Feeling cooler than the other side of my feather pillow. Yeah. It's been a minute.
It is a good day to have a great day. And experiencing some joy and togetherness and having a great day is its own version of rebellion and resistance. Please remember to take care of yourself and others around you. This is the segment we like to call Over the Hump and Trump. We do it every Wednesday at 5:50 to send you off on this hump day into your evening with a little bit of positivity and goodness. The first thing I wanted to talk about is that we are coming up on May Day, May 1st, and continuing on. May Day is also referred to as Law Day. There's a lot of things going on, labor festivals. There are protests being held by Voces de la Frontera in Milwaukee celebrating immigrants and their contributions to all of our communities across the state of Wisconsin. You can check out where a protest might be close to you. Just Google May Day protests. Hands Off has some protests going on, all kinds of things. We've got an interactive map. We're going to post one of those websites in our show notes for you today. I'm pretty excited about that. I'm going to spend some time on tomorrow's show talking about what Law Day means. Why is that important? Where did it come from? What does it mean in this time of utter lawlessness from Donald Trump? And the news every day seemingly gets worse and worse and worse. So we're going to talk about all that today. But one of my dear, dear friends sent me an article yesterday that I was just thrilled to receive. The article's headline was this: Tiny Dachshund survives 16 months on remote island and is finally rescued. If you've been listening to the program, you may know that I have a tiny little dachshund. Her name is Finny, and she is a wily little customer, I'll say that. She has gotten loose a couple of times, and I have nearly lost my mind searching for her. So this story had a particular amount of poignancy. This miniature dachshund was about a year old and weighed 8 pounds. That is less than a bowling ball most places. Weighed 8 pounds and got lost, ran away from its owners on this very rugged island off of Australia's southern coast. So you got this 8-pound little dog. Oh, by the way, the owners called her Princess. And she's this smooth-coated, tiny little black dachshund with little brown marks. And suffice it to say, rugged island off the coast of Australia is a pretty dangerous place, like venomous snakes, a lot of predator animals. And the island is called Kangaroo Island. So in any case, when they lost her, she was this, you know, very finely groomed, beautiful little princess. And when they finally were able to catch up with her 16 months later, she was a rugged outdoors woman that had made this little dachshund into quite the outdoors woman. They had wildlife rescuers looking for her. They had cameras. They had infrared, all of these different tools at their disposal. But Princess, like Finny and most dachshunds that I know, was lightning fast, and they would come really close to being able to snatch her up and save her, and then she would scoot out. They eventually got her by putting a whole pile of treats and fresh food and her owner's clothing in a pretty large, elaborate trap for her, right? But very relieved to hear about a tiny little dachshund getting rescued. That is some good news. The other thing I wanted to share with you all is there's been something floating around on social media that was attributed to Pope Francis. And it's not from Pope Francis. But I'm going to read it to you anyways. Nobody really knows where it came from. But I found it to be quite poignant. And that's what I'm going to leave all of you with this afternoon, this Wednesday hump day. Here it goes. This is unattributed. Don't know who wrote it. The walls of hospitals have heard more honest prayers than churches. They have witnessed far more sincere kisses than those in airports. It's in hospitals that you will see a homophobe being saved by a gay doctor, a privileged doctor saving the life of a beggar, and in intensive care, you may see a Jewish person taking care of a racist. A police officer and a prisoner will be in the same room receiving the same care. A wealthy patient waiting for a liver transplant, ready to receive the organ from a poor donor. It's in these moments when the hospital touches the wounds of people that different worlds intersect according to a divine design. And in this communion of destinies, we realize that alone, we are nothing. The absolute truth of people, most of the time, only reveals itself in moments of pain or in the real threat of an irreversible loss. And a hospital is a place where human beings remove their masks and show themselves as they truly are, in their purest essence. This life will pass quickly, so don't waste it fighting with people. Do not complain excessively. Try not to lose sleep over bills. Make sure to hug your loved ones. Do not worry too much about keeping the house spotless. Material goods must be earned by each person, but do not dedicate yourself to accumulating an inheritance. You are waiting, likely, for too much. For Friday, the weekend, maybe next year, when you have more money, when love finally arrives, when everything is perfect. But perfection does not exist. A human being cannot attain it simply because we are not made to be fulfilled in that way. Here, we are given an opportunity to humbly learn. So make the most of this trial of life and do it now. Respect yourself. Respect others. Walk your own path. Don't let go of it for a path others may have chosen for you. But remember, do not judge, do not interfere. Love more, forgive more, embrace more, and try to live life more intensely. And most of all, look out for your neighbor as yourself. It is a good day to have a great day. Thanks for being with me this afternoon. I'll be back tomorrow with a little discussion of Law Day on May 1st. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me, but it is always better when we stand together.